Hello, friends. Paul White here on the 13th of August. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP for short. Every day, go a little deeper into the Word. I want to take you a little deeper. This is almost like a PS to yesterday's podcast, because I did a little longer. It was, I think, nearly 10 minutes yesterday on this moment that Abram hosts God. Doesn't know it's God, just a stranger. He figures it out. I mean, come on. But it doesn't. He doesn't know it when he walks up, but he treats him well. He feeds him. He gives him shade and shelter. And then God says to Abram, I'm going to go down to Sodom. I'm going to go down and see if what I've heard is true. This is how does God need to go down there? Because God needs to see how he would be received. And I walked you through that comparison between how Abram receives God and how Sodom receives the angels. Sodom does a terrible job, of course. Well, when I finished the podcast, I was just sort of working through the text a little bit. That next chapter where Sodom is actually destroyed is the 19th chapter, because the two angels come in and Lot goes to meet them, and then he immediately tries to get them to come into his house to spend the night so they could rise early and go their way. And they say, well, we're going to spend the night on the square. Now, I didn't go into all this stuff on yesterday's podcast. I didn't go into all the details. There's a verse that comes up in Genesis 19 that I think is the proof verse that this is what's going on. It's a very compelling argument based upon the fact in Genesis 18 that God says, I want to go down and see if the outcry I've heard is correct. You can make a compelling argument there. Well, God needs to go to see how they treat him. But you could probably argue the other way too. You know, it's not so much about how they treat him. It's about the stuff they've been doing. However, when you get into 19, there's a verse that to me backs up our theory that this is why God is here. In Genesis 19, verse 8, Lot says to the men assembled outside his door. Remember, they're beating on the door. They want Lot to deliver these visitors to them. And Lot says, no, I'm not going to do it. Here's what Lot says in verse 8. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they've come under the shadow of my roof. Number one, it's a sorry state of affairs that Lot would offer up his daughters in place of these men. I don't really... want to go into it. I don't really want to comment on what I think of Lot doing this. I'm not prepared with the culture or the incident surrounding it, because it's not my focus on this verse. But at first blush, this is horrific what Lot offers. But the point that I want to show you from this verse is not that's not the point. The point is that last phrase where Lot says, this is the reason they've come under the shadow of my roof. That forces this question. What is the reason that they've come under his roof? Lot recognizes that these angels have visited the city to see how Sodom will treat them. Lot tells the men, this is the reason they're here. Leave them alone. Let it go. They won't. And the men end up shoving Lot. The angels have to pull him into the house, and then they have to strike the men in the square with blindness, and then the judgment falls the next day on Sodom and Gomorrah. So to me, Genesis 19:8 confirms the idea that God goes down to physically visit Sodom to see how Sodom will treat him, because God wants to know how we will treat him as a stranger. My New Testament application to this. Yesterday I talked about how Jesus talks about giving a cup of cold water in his name. You do it to the least of these, you do it to me. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians to be sure, watch out, lest they entertain angels unawares. And if you've ever wondered what was the point of that whole entertaining angels unawares, it could be that what that is about is you will be visited from time to time with by a stranger, and God always wants to know what you'll do with that stranger, how you'll treat them. So treat them, maybe think of it this way, treat them as if every 1,000 of them might be an angel. And how would you want to be treating them if they were a very visitor from God? This is lost a little bit on us because we're not a hospitable culture. And I'm not saying that to our shame, although you could argue that it's to our shame. We're not a hospitable culture in that hospitality is not our first response. Safety and security is our first response. When we see a stranger, we don't think, ooh, I should help them. We think, stranger danger. Watch out. Don't know this guy. He's probably bad. Now, we defend that by saying, well, we live in a world where we have to be that way. The truth is, we've never had it so good and we've never been so safe. So if there's ever been a people who could be kind to strangers simply based upon their own security, you live in that time now. And yet, throughout the history of the world, they didn't live in as safe a culture or as safe a society, and yet hospitality was the hallmark of the early church, to be hospitable. And they lived in an ultra-violent world of the Roman Empire. Now, it's not soapbox like, oh, you should never be concerned about a stranger. We have to follow the Spirit. We're not out alone on this thing. We're not just winging it. We have the identification of the Holy Spirit. And that's not a theory. To me, that's a reality. I believe in the internalization of the Holy Spirit to the same severity I believe in the resurrection. And I've already spent a podcast telling you how much I believe in the resurrection just last week. So that internal voice of the Holy Spirit, listen for him. I think that same proof that text in Genesis 13 gives us, that this is why these men are here. It's also what's happening in the world when we're giving the opportunity to minister love, care, and affection and help to someone who's done nothing to deserve it. Let's pay attention to that. Hope you have a great day. God bless.